Hello, skiers. Welcome to AlphaCam.com. My name is Johnny B, and today I'll be talking with professional photographer Adam Clark. Adam, recently I talked to you at a barbecue, and we were talking about your endless winter that you're about to. You're involved in it right now. You're in the middle of it. You got 6 more months to go. Where's that going to take you?
Yeah. Well, it started last September, South America. Came home October. We started skiing in Utah. We had a great early season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Didn't finish out too well, so I didn't spend much time in Utah, but I traveled British Columbia, Washington, Alaska this last winter. And winter's pretty much done here in Utah. I've still been skiing around Utah. Main shoot at Baldy this morning, actually. It was pretty horrible, but it was still skiing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then Monday evening, I fly back to Alaska for a 35-day Denali expedition. I'm going with Clark Fiennes, Chris Davenport, and Nick DeVore. And we're just going up there to ski. You know, I'm sure we'll try to summit. There's a bunch of first ascents that are all really classic that nobody's ever done. There's a couple classics that we'd be happy to ski those if the conditions looked good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for this Denali trip. It's something really different for me. 35 days in a tent, hiking everything, no helicopters or snowmobiles or lifts, so that'll be cool. And then after that I go end of July, New Zealand, and then straight from New Zealand to Argentina, trying to finish up the Levitation Project's ski and snowboard movie. So I'm excited to go to New Zealand. I've never been there. And then it'll be back to wintertime in Utah.
It sounds like a great time, Adam. An endless winter, of course. Talk about this project, this movie you're working on.
Yeah, the Levitation Project. It's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. It's a group of skiers, snowboarders, photographers, filmers, basically snow enthusiasts, and now it's skaters and surfers too, and it's really athlete driven. It's a clothing line, but we're also making a movie that's gonna have skiing, snowboarding, skating, all kinds of cool stuff. And the website's really fun. It's down right now, but mid-September it'll be back up and running, and it'll have everybody's profiles, stories, photos, videos, all kinds of stuff to download, music. So basically, it's just a collaboration of a bunch of fun people that love what they do.
Sure. There you have it, folks. The Levitation Project. You heard it right here on AlphaCam.com. When you shot Jamie Pierre's big record Air a couple years ago, what went through your mind? Were you scared for him? Talk about that.
Yeah, I was really scared. Jamie's a good friend of mine. I drove up the night before. I'd just come in from a different trip and called him randomly, and he told me he was jumping the cliff the next day. So I drove up to Targi and slept in the parking lot and woke up, and we had a cup of coffee, and he said he was excited and he wasn't too nervous about it. And you know, you have to trust the athlete's judgment.
Sure.
I don't do what those guys do. I don't even really begin to understand what goes through their head. And if one of those guys says that he's confident about it and they feel good about it, then there's nothing I can really say. So I was very scared, but on the same hand, I felt good about it. I definitely thought a lot about it before I went up. Like, should I be there? Do I want to see this happen? You know, if something bad happens, I don't really want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. But then again, Jamie's, you know, one of the best at what he does. So I decided I wanted to be there. And it ends up that it's a really good thing that I was up there, because I was the one that ended up digging him out of his hole.
Right.
He didn't want any doctors. He didn't want anybody there to help him. And it has something, I think, to do with his belief in God.
Uh-huh.
I'm not totally sure about that, but he just wanted to do it clean and in his words, pure. So the filmers and photographers were all set up. We all had our positions. We were all ready to go. And he said that he was going to be ready in 2 minutes. And I looked around, and there was nobody that was close to where he was going to land in 2 minutes. There were a couple other people hiking up that wanted to get ready to be able to help dig him out. But
sure,
they were, you know, 10 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And he was going in 2 minutes. no matter what anybody else said. So I grabbed my tripod and my other camera and skied down right next to the cliff where I could still kind of get a shot, but I was there.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it worked out because he jumped and he was completely buried. He was upside down in the snow. There was 6 feet of snow over his head.
Damn.
And at the when it first happened, I got a huge rush of adrenaline, and then I saw just the skis sticking out of the snow and they weren't moving at all.
So you had to react.
Yeah, well, my very first thought was that he died just because he wasn't moving. And then his skis started wiggling. I was like, oh my God, he's alive. And I was running over there and breathing so hard, and I didn't have my gloves on, and I just started digging and digging and digging, and he was fine. Totally fine.
So let me get this straight. You not only got the shot, but then abandoned your equipment and went and saved him.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I haven't heard that story. Tell us, what's your favorite photo? Who was it? Where were you?
That's a tough question.
Sure
buddy.
Is.
I've been shooting for 10 years now, full time. And I've been traveling all those 10 years and shooting with a bunch of great athletes, a lot of my best friends. when I go through my files and look at my shots, I have, you know, my top picks. Some of the shots have never even been published. They just bring back a lot of great memories, and that's one of my favorite reasons to shoot. And then there's always a few that really, you know, shine above the rest. There's a shot of Jamie Blair from Jakobshorn, Switzerland, around Davos. It's never been published. It's one of my favorite shots. I've got a print of it in my bedroom. And it's just him skiing these ribbed snow lines in the foreground and background. It's just really beautiful shadows. The snow is 20 days old and it was still recrystallized powder. And it was just one of those beautiful, perfect days where everything came together. We were in a new place, going out into the backcountry, and we found these beautiful, perfect lines. And that's really what it's all about for me, is going out with your friends and finding something new and skiing something really rad. And that's what this photo does for me.
It pretty much just represents going out in great, beautiful places with great people, and it doesn't even matter that it wasn't published.
Exactly. And it's still, it should have been published because it's awesome.
What's the holdup?
You know, it's crazy when you look at a year's worth of work or 10 years worth of work and the shots that get used and the shots that don't. You know, you never know. The photo editors choose their edits on stuff that isn't always based on the best shot. It's layout and what works and what sells. I don't really know.
Kind of what they're looking for.
It's always different.
I see. Well, speaking of photography, Adam, how did you react to digital photography and, like, learning to ski on skinny skis before fat skis? Did learning to shoot with film help you with digital?
For sure. I mean, the basic concepts of film and digital are still the same. So you can learn on either one, and it's going to reflect on the other one. I personally love digital now. I probably shoot about 90% digital. I like the workflow. I like being able to see your photos instantly. I like not having to travel and carry a bunch of film. I think it just gives you a lot more opportunity to learn from your mistakes and also to experiment.
I mean, me personally, Adam, I love the fact that you don't have to go through that anxiety of wondering what photos came out or what didn't or what did or didn't come out. Yeah. You don't have to wait. You can look right away.
That's nice, for sure. That's where I think you can learn a lot from your mistakes really fast. Instead
right.
of going home and developing your film and seeing, you know, how bad you messed something up. It's nice, for sure. But there's still, you know, I still like a sharp slide. There's still nothing like a perfectly exposed, sharp slide. I still love getting that back.
What does Alpha mean to you?
It's what pretty much inspired me to be a ski photographer, I think. I mean, it's inspired me to be outside. And, you know, after traveling the world, skiing resorts and everywhere, this is still the place I want to call home. It's Alta.
Uh-huh.
if I fantasize about skiing, it's either skiing a deep storm powder day with my bros at Alta, or it's the perfect Alaska heli day. And to me, those two, there's nothing better.
There you have it, folks. Adam Clark, professional photographer. This is Johnny B with AltaCam.com. Adam, thank you for taking your time.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Thank
Good
you,
to see
John.
You.
You too, man.
Right on, brother.